I'm sitting here with Gloria Greenfield, and she is an exception to the people that we usually interview, who are usually the people who live here in Israel. But Gloria is here on a very Israel-oriented, purposeful visit, and I'd like her to tell us why she's here to start with. Gloria?
2 years ago, I was introduced to the film director Michael Yochai from Tel Aviv while he was living in the Boston area for a few years with his wife, who had a fellowship at Harvard Medical School doing research on infectious diseases. And Michael was the head of the IDF film unit for 12 years. And when he was in Israel, and as he was giving lectures around the greater Boston, New England area about film and Israeli film, he started to see how misinformed people were about Israel. And also, he was also having a lot of exposure to anti-Israel media. And Michael is describes himself as someone who is left of center. And from that position, he was quite shocked at the proliferation of anti-Israel propaganda that was out there. And, you know, he saw so many videos on YouTube and other venues sort of promoting Noam Chomsky and Finkelstein and other very, you know, intensely anti-Israel people, that he couldn't understand why there wasn't any really strong media-based presentation of the case for Israel, specifically featuring Alan Dershowitz, whose book, The Case for Israel, has such an important impact in helping inform people about what the critical issues are and what the facts really are. So Michael decided that what he really wanted to do while he was in the States was to make a film, to direct a film about, based on, or stemming from Alan Dershowitz's book, The Case for Israel. And so we were introduced. Michael's hope was that I would agree to join him in this venture as producer. And we shook hands, after we spoke, we shook hands and said that we would produce this together. And here we are 2 years later, and the world premiere of The Case for Israel, Democracy's Outpost, was just at the Haifa International Film Festival Sunday evening and Monday morning.
So you're here to present and bring the film, The Case for Israel, to the public. Where does it go after the Haifa Film Festival?
The North American premiere is Monday night, October 27th, in Manhattan. And then the New England premiere is Thursday evening, October 30th, in Boston. And from there, it will be going to Chicago, and it'll be at the Atlanta Jewish Film Festival in January, and we're starting to get the invitations from international film festivals and Jewish film festivals. So our intention, our first stage of getting this out there, is to bring it to film festivals, not just Jewish film festivals, but international film festivals and Jewish film festivals. That's with a hope that broadcasters will become interested in it and start picking it up in Europe, in Asia, in Israel, and in the United States. We're also working with the Schusterman Foundation's Israel on Campus Coalition. They're working with us to help promote it on campuses around North America, and also the Ministry of Foreign Affairs as well as the Hasbara department in the Prime Minister's office are all very interested in the film, and they want to help get it out there too.
How does this film present the case for Israel? I mean, what is the case, and how do you present it?
Well, Alan Dershowitz, who is one of Israel's most articulate and effective advocates for Israel, is the spine for the film, and he presents the critical issues, and we have leading experts from various fields who then, in conversation with Alan or as narrative, along with historic footage, unpack those critical issues. So, for instance, from an historical perspective, we have the historians Benny Morris, and we have Michael Oren, and we have Jonathan Sarna, who is a professor of American Jewish history at Brandeis University in the Boston area, to sort of bring in an understanding of sort of the American today, you know, the American history with anti-Semitism as it relates to this issue. From an analysis perspective, we have senior analysts Natan Sharansky, we have Gerald Steinberg, who's a professor of political science, a chair of political science at Bar-Ilan, and also the senior editor of NGO Monitor. We have Carolyn Glick, who's not only at the Jerusalem Post, but she's also the senior Middle East affairs analyst at the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C. I believe, did I say Natan Sharansky? And we have Israel Kimchi from the Jerusalem Institute for Israel Studies. And political leaders, we have Zippy Livni, we have Ehud Barak, we have Bibi Netanyahu. We also have Dennis Ross, who served for over a decade as the coordinator of, if you would call it, the peace process in the United States, and for the United States. And we have the archaeologists Eilat Mazar and Gabi Barkai, who bring in an understanding of earlier history, and we have the ambassadors Dory Gold and Dan Gillerman. We have judicial leaders Aaron Barak and Amnon Rubinstein and Erwin Kotler from Canada, and there are more. I mean, I can go on, but as you see, we're bringing in the leading experts, either from a political or a judicial or an academic perspective.
Usually what happens is people who agree with you come and see what you've done, and they agree with you, and they feel good that now they've been supported by outside sources. How about people who don't agree? How about the people who are, in fact, promoting the negative images of Israel and those who are their subjects, those who receive those negative images? How do you think you can go about getting them to at least view the film and give it an honest analysis?
Look, our purpose for the film was to present the case for Israel's right to exist, for Israel's right to defend itself with defensible borders. We understood from the beginning that anybody who was avidly hateful towards Israel and didn't think that Israel had the right to exist, that we were willing to make the generalization that those people were not interested in fact or clear analysis. That's not who we're trying to reach. We're trying to reach decent people who just need more information so that they could come to their own conclusions. And we also wanted to reach people, especially college students, who are intimidated on their campuses because of that anti-Israel activity. I mean, I know in North America, in Canada and the United States, there's actually been violence towards students who express advocacy for Israel. So we wanted to be able to give them clear and honest information that would empower them to stand up for what they believed in and to help them make a better case for Israel.
What kind of financing does the film have, and are you still looking for additional financing to work in the distribution side?
Well, the major funder for the film is the Adelson Family Foundation. They were a major donor, and the Committee for Accuracy in Middle East Reporting in America also played a very significant role in the funding. In addition to that, we have individuals and family foundations, including the Koret Foundation funds and other family foundations that contributed towards the production of this film in a significant way. And they all made it possible for us to produce the film, and now what we're doing is raising the funds for a broader distribution and marketing of the film. And also to get the funds to translate the film via subtitles into Hebrew and Arabic and French and Russian and German and Japanese, Chinese. We want to make this as an effective educational and advocacy tool available to as many people as possible around the world. And through people stepping forward and contributing funds, we will be able to accomplish that in a, God willing, speedy way.
And is there a way for people to receive or to purchase DVDs of this film? Is there a website that the film has that, for instance, if I live in Denver and I would like to know where or if the film will be playing at a festival near me, is there a place I can go to find out?
The website for the film, which is www.thecaseforisrael.com, will be live at the end of November. And the DVD will be available by March of 2009. In the meantime, we are arranging screenings in communities, in churches, in synagogues, on college campuses, in coordination with the film festivals. And we're hoping, not only hoping, we are working on producing a large screening in Tel Aviv, and in Jerusalem after the middle of January.
And do you have plans for further productions in this direction?
Well, there's so much work to be done with this film. One of the things that we want to do is to develop an activist handbook that will be a companion piece to the film that could be used in communities and on college campuses on how to most effectively use this both as an educational tool and as an advocacy tool. We see, you know, wonderful discussion groups coming out of following screenings, and also there's so much good material out there by these experts where people who want to understand more, where they want to go in deeper, where they can access that information. The website will do that. The website will not only have bibliographies of the commentators, but it would also have key articles that further develop the issues that they raise in the film. One of the wonderful things about this project was that we worked with so many Israelis on it, and I'd like to mention more than 50% of the filming happened in Israel. And our director of photography is Israeli, Rafi Landau, who used to work for IBA Channel 1. And our sound engineer is Avisar Agar, and he lives in Modi'in. And we worked with On Air for our equipment in Tel Aviv. We were also very grateful to the assistance that we received from friends at the IDF and the foreign ministry in helping us arrange interviews, and also the government press office and the Spielberg archive at Hebrew University was wonderful, and the IBA archive was wonderful, and There are just so many people in Israel who got so excited when they learned of what we were doing that they stepped forward and helped us tremendously. Danny Grossman from the American Jewish Congress in Israel was very helpful, and the list goes on. And we see this we really see this as an incredible partnership between Israeli and American Jewish Zionists.
Well, thank you very much, Gloria. I personally look forward to seeing this film, and I'm sure many in our audience do. And at the end of next month, if they get onto the website, which goes by the name of the film, The Case for Israel, they'll be able to find out how they can either purchase or acquire a DVD for themselves or their community, or see it in a community event near them.